Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
I'll fucking kill you.
Just the least intimidating death threat.
Hook their hand behind the robot's head and then activate the jump jets again and just drive their knee.
That's awesome. Okay, yeah, so you fucking drive your knee through this thing and just shatter its fucking core. And you guys all watch him just straight up hand-to-hand murder this robot.
So he's going to try and, like, kick out its legs and just kind of direct its fall into the doorway.
We're all having weird shit happen to us.
And then you just see the head start to slide to the left and then it just goes tink, 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 and falls off and just shuts down. Everyone, to another edition of Good Vibe Rations. How's everybody doing tonight?
Uncomfortable. Woo! When you split it up like that.
Like that, as to say, I think it's gonna be my new thing. I think I'm gonna keep this up. I like it. I like it. I like that gap of silence when I throw the vibe in there, hit it real hard. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So. Now that I've made everybody feel very uncomfortable, I'm going to ask the question again. How's everybody feeling tonight, besides uncomfortable?
Oh, I am finally getting to record in my room. There's no one else in here. There will be no one else in here. And I've been living like a fucking slob for days just to revel in it.
That is, I don't know how I feel about that. Like to be excited about being disgusting. I don't,
pure hedonism.
Yeah, I mean, I just picture like that, the episode of The Simpsons where Bart and Homer are left home alone and they make trash angels.
Yes, that's pretty good. You haven't made a trash angel yet, have
yeah,
you?
There
no,
it is.
There's no trash angel.
There it is. That is a nice little... So we got a gif of it, them leaping onto the floor and making trash angels.
No, when I say, like, living like a hedonist, I mean, like, I actually have a dirty clothes pile as opposed to a hamper.
Nice.
Nice, nice.
Like, look at that fucking mound. That is a work of art and dedication because I outlasted... everyone.
You know, I appreciate that, like, because you started off with the hedonist thing, and that whole sentence, like, that whole thing had, like, a lot of left turns I could have taken, like, and none of them happened, and I was happy that it didn't, because otherwise I'd have to edit this severely.
Sex. Dirty sex.
Dirty sex and porn everywhere.
No, porn like, and shaking
when you're,
butts.
When you're Ace Arrow and you're not, like, actively interested in having sex, you gotta find other ways to just indulge.
I like it. So just trash angels.
Not trash angels. Like, sitting here with a fucking Kit Kat and letting it melt over my fingers so that I can lick them off.
Hell yes.
You monster.
What the fuck, Josie?
I better not awaken anything.
I love you so much.
I love that that's what breaks Aaron.
Such a fucking weirdo sometimes.
It is. Oh, well, yeah. That's I feel him on that one.
It's going to trigger so many people that can't stand having shit on their fingers. There's a lot of people that don't like that. Lando's one of
them. And the rest... Yep, that, and I think
I
we're going to get a whole bunch of new
viewers. I don't have shit on my fingers for long, you know, you just, like, pop your thumb in your mouth, like, the chocolate.
Yep.
It's like she's...
Is it wrong that I want to see what our numbers look like after this episode?
Oh, they're going to, like, double?
You fucking quintuple.
Welcome to Josie's like... Melty Kit Kat Hour, I'm Josie.
Start doing, views.
Just start doing mukbang
videos.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Oh, fuck. Okay, well, I think we're going to move very quickly past all this. Okay, so...
You'll never truly move on.
No, actually, you're probably right. I think that will unfortunately have a place in the back of my psyche, probably maybe for the rest of my life. But,
police.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm going to mute for a while so that you guys can get the ball rolling.
This is good content. You stay. Don't you mute up. Unless you're going to fucking open another window.
Do you want me to?
No. God, no.
Please, no. God.
You stay away from your weird lady.
For our listeners, I had the window open when I first hopped into the chat. And I'm like, hold on a second, let me get the window. And I push it closed, and I have noise-canceling headphones on, so I can't hear it.
Oh, fuck. It was god-awful.
All we hear...
It sounded like a fucking pig being slaughtered.
The screams of the damned escaping
from hell.
It was.
It was like... Exactly. It was the highest pitch, fucking awful. Way worse than... I think it was worse than nails on a chalkboard. But all it did was send a shiver down my spine. I almost fell out of a chair. But,
screams of the damned just flying if you past.
If you don't let me mute up, I'm just going to keep derailing us.
Nah, that's fine. You're good. I'm moving us on anyway. So, last time on this fucking show, things have gotten, things have been pretty interesting.
Say they've been zesty.
They would say zesty is a very good word for it. Lando actually posted on our Twitter a picture of this clusterfuck of a row of fucking every character that you guys have acquired at this point. You have a slew of fucking aliens. You got a horde of goblins. You have a certain long-lost mother held at gunpoint. And you also have one Sedona, a red android, that seems to be struggling a little bit from the last episode. She seemed to be doing some weird stuff. Now, whether that might be the torture or maybe something else, who fucking knows? But the important part is that you guys are about halfway through this gauntlet called Galta, heading towards your ship to get the fuck out of Dodge. Now, the rest should be downhill, right? Guess we're about to find out. But you guys got this, maybe.
Shit might get slippery.
Shit might get
like
slippery.
Like some Kit Kat fingers, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And just like that, I brought it back.
Break me off a piece of that.
We're back.
Simon, I was in it.
And we're back.
They'd be sticky,
we're back,
not
Dane.
Slippery.
We're back.
Anyways, just as the fighting dies down and you guys have a moment of reprieve here, what was his name? Bernie?
Yeah, it's Bernie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bernie turns to you guys, gives you a little salute, and he erupts into flame and disappears.
No, I want him to say something like Bernie Sanders would.
Yeah, okay, so he goes...
He's like, tax the rich, and then he disappears.
Exactly, eat the rich, and then he fucking is gone. He goes, I'm pro-union. And
burn the rich.
There it is, perfect, yes, burn the rich. Burn the rich, and then he fucking disappears.
My man.
I mean, honestly, if there was a fire elemental named Bernie, like, the Aslanti probably would be his.
If Bernie Sanders was a fire elemental, he probably would have won the election. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know what the fuck thing is? That's not wrong.
I know.
Like, that probably, like, that'd be, it's like his whole thing is he's just like an old white guy. If he'd have been a fucking fire elemental, people would have been like, fuck yeah, time for some change.
Yeah, breath of fresh air.
You know, I might not agree with all of his policies, but god damn it, that fucking fire elemental angle is just doing it for me.
Sexy.
So you guys are all in. Oh, by the way, we gotta get the music going again. Hey, I wonder if I'll hear it this time. Bet you not.
While you're doing that, Scree is like looking at the two guards in that room next to him, and he like slowly drags his finger across his throat.
Yep.
And then closes the door.
Music was loud. Perfect.
Bloop. Sorry. You know, I never adjust it. It's just what it is. My bad.
Did you, can you hear it?
I cannot hear it.
Okay. Well, here you go, buddy. one.
You gonna send it to me on the YouTube again? I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Yep. Stick it on loop.
Loop. Perfect. Let me turn it down a little bit. There's that scream. Yeah. I love it. Okay. So yeah, you guys are all in this clusterfuck of a hallway, heading back towards the main kind of like all the weird shit. It was like the interrogation room, the security room, visitation, and like the rec room and stuff like that. So you guys are coming back towards that. What are you doing? I like that. Eric just posted, imagine what that hallway smells like, yo. Nasty. Which is probably true. There's been a lot of death in this hallway. There's been a lot of weird things, a lot of aliens, goblins, creatures, and then robots that have been burnt alive. So, and people that have been burnt alive.
Yeah.
And ripped apart and some other weird stuff.
And there's
well.
Like so five you guys goblins.
That's true. The goblins are probably the biggest.
That's a pungent group.
The goblins have been stuck in captivity as well.
Yep.
I mean, exactly. Scree smells fantastic.
He does.
No.
Maybe.
Yeah, he does.
He's been in the null space chamber for this whole
Scree
thing, so probably.
Looks on point and smells on point.
Oh, yeah. Eddie would not have put up with that for very long.
Scree smells like a bath bomb.
Yeah,
basically.
Literally a bomb.
That's like a glitter
that he puts in the bath.
Yeah, I was gonna say bath bomb.
Yep.
Just a deactivated like space mine that he bathes with.
Nice.
It's like his rubber ducky.
I would say he just got a rubber ducky painted on it.
So you guys briefly stopped off on a planet covered in like, you know, 90-95% water, and you found an old sea mine, and you sawed it in half and scooped out its guts and turned it into a little hot tub for him.
There you go, buddy.
Aww.
Here you go, bud.
Rubber ducky, I love you.
Yep, every once in a while he'll pull it out and just go for dip.
Eddie gets Scree excellent birthday presents.
Yeah.
That's actually really fun, like, little extra thing. Uh-huh. Like, I like that. But, like, Eddie's a great gift giver.
He is.
That's a type of thing that you should think about when making your character. Like, would you consider, we should add that to shit, be like, would you consider yourself a good gift giver? I like that. As silly as it is, I like it. So, what is the plan? You shut that door. Those people do not seem to be engaging you in any way, shape, or form. In fact, they just kind of nod when you do like the rah at them. And like they understand, and they were already hiding kind of underneath the desk, terrified. So, one thing you will remember, though, is that that was supposed to be the robot maintenance room, and you did not see a single robot in there, so.
What the fuck?
Right. Probably where the big clunkers came from.
Mm-hmm. Need to bring out Beep and Boop.
They have been summoned.
Scree is just ready to go now. He's like, and kind of like pointing in the direction of Sadoon.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
You do not have to tell me twice.
God damn it.
Oh, that's great. How's it?
Where's Lizard, Ginger's
wife?
Oh, they're back behind the barricade.
Yeah, they're starting to try to tear through the barricade because
I was trying to combine
them.
Ginger and Lizard, and I came up with Jizzard, and I made myself upset.
Nope. Nope. That's perfect.
I upset
Wait.
Myself.
Jizzard Rambo is his name.
Jizzard.
I am Jizzard Rambo.
I am the Jizzard.
I come for you.
No, that's
in
that's
many
Gizbo.
Ways.
That's Gizbo.
Gizbo?
Gizbo. Not Rambo, right. Gizbo.
I'm gonna go in here and hopefully nothing kills me.
Okay. Yep, as you enter the room. Here, let me pause it real fast. You look around and find there's really nothing in there. Okay, unpause.
Okay, shoot the camera.
Eddie, let me leave.
What? Why?
Okay.
Because we need you to fly. I can get shot.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, shoot the camera. Camera's dead.
Scree, stay behind Sadoon.
Thumbs up.
Sadoon's just, like, systematically just, like, clearing each room as they go.
I like
checking
it.
Checking the corners.
I like it. So, as you guys move ahead, you do notice you're kind of leaving a lot of, like, the folks behind as they're trying to keep up, because they are still hurt.
He's going to wait by the door here for him.
Okie dokie. at the whole group.
Ginger is untouched.
That is true.
Yeah, idiot.
Like, regularly. It is strange how in fights, I just... Yeah. It
took one stamina point of damage.
Is this door unlocked? This one here?
No. That door is locked, you find.
Yeah, Scree just goes up to and tries to open it.
Okay. So, yeah, you're tapping it. It doesn't seem to be responding. You guys did notice there is a panel on this side, but there was no key card, like, swipe area for this. Like, as if there isn't just a, hey, you get in there, you gotta be able to, like, you know a code. Which you do remember that is, security. That was the security room.
It doesn't give me any comfort.
Nope.
Do we want to hack through the door, or should I...
I'll give it a shot.
Okie dokie. go ahead and give me a, computers check.
Hiya.
Had the...
Oh. 16.
16? Yeah, no. You're like, tink, 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 tink. And you think you got it, too. You're like, tink, 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 tink. And it's like, eh, back at you.
Nope, impenetrable.
This door cannot be... You guys, I think I've made this joke before, but have you guys ever seen John Dies at the End?
No.
Right at the beginning, it's like a supernatural thing, and they're like hunting some demon or something, and there's a scene where he's in this basement, and this thing turns into all these, like, snakes and pieces of meat and shit, and then, like, this woman that they're trying to save turns out she's a monster or something, and then he goes running up the stairs to try to get to the door, and as he grabs it, it turns into just a big dick, and he, like, pulls his hand back, and he's like, that door cannot be opened. It just reminded me of that for some reason.
Scree's got an idea.
Okay.
Scree looks at Sidereen and Eddie and goes, and kind of like waves them over.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Tape? What tape? Like security tape?
Scree pulls out ion tape.
The hell's ion tape?
And he like holds it up to his neck for a moment.
I'm a bad GM.
And then he holds it up towards the door and he's like too short.
Let's Google this shit. Ion tape.
Okay. He will do it. He will apply the tape.
Okay, it's a weak adhesive that keeps tape in place and wrapped around the object. Ion tape is exposed to electrical charge of any part and turns old zip stick. The tape bonds to a single mass of plastic-like material. Oh, shit! Okay, I think I know what you're doing.
And then as soon as it's in place, he jumps up and zaps it with his little zip stick.
That's awesome. So, yeah, you, so you're essentially putting it over, like, the seam of the door?
He's putting it at neck height.
At neck height over...
Yeah. Over the door. So if someone walks out, they're going to get clotheslined.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. So I thought you were sealing it with the thing. But okay,
know.
Cool.
So I don't know if you could seal it with that.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like it. It says the tape bonds to a single mass of plastic-like material, gaining hardness 8 and 15 hit points. When used, so I mean, they could, like, break through it eventually, but, like, yeah, it sounds like it would just solid it, but you could also do it as, like, a clothesline thing, too. That's fun.
I could see them being completely dumbfounded as to, like, why the door won't open.
There you go.
I think Aris is the only one that would be smart enough to think to seal the door with the ion tape. Scree just used it as a good prank.
I like it. So, yeah, you put it at, like, neck level across the thing. You solidify it, and you guys see this, like, strand of tape run across, and all of a sudden it just becomes, like, this plastic bar that, like, is, like, neck height across this gap in the door.
Scree just, like, puts away the rest of the tape and goes,
Actually, you know what? How about we zest this up a little?
Okay.
He's gonna stick a sticky bomb grenade to it.
Okay, I love it. Sticky bomb grenade. A sticky bomb grenade detonates with a splash of adhesive resin. Okay. Oh, it's a... Oh, I forgot about this. This isn't a sticky bomb. This is a sticky bomb.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If anybody out at home follows that, it doesn't stick to things and explode. It explodes adhesive and then fucking, like... locks things down. So you're just blowing this fucking, like, into the door, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I love it. So, yeah, you freaking throw the grenade at it, and it's like, you almost do it kind of like a claymore. Like, it's like a unidirectional. And so when you, like, throw it, it, like, blows forward and just and like just like covers this door. It's not perfect. It doesn't like hit the seam just right, but like it hits so many spots in the corners and just solidifies.
Well, you know, they get the door open, they bust out, and they get clotheslined. It'll be great.
Yep, I'd say both will work. I like it. Yeah, exactly. They're gonna like force their way through and then come through fast, just like get taken out.
Yep. And then Scree goes back to this door because he's gonna do much the same thing as soon as everyone's through.
Okay. perfect. I love it. So as you guys are fucking around with that, Ginger.
Yes.
As you kind of move through the room, as you just did, you happen to notice on the back of this this big slug and all these like different like kind of damaged aliens that you guys were sent to retrieve by Talmrin, you notice there's this one that is this strange crab-like creature. And I talked about it a couple times. It's a weird thing. It's the one that's got the really weird name. It's like a Letra Matakanakamal, I think is what it was.
Uh-huh.
Let me try that one more time. Letra Makanetamal. That was pretty close. Letra Makanetamal. And it seems to be regarding you as you move through this room. And it almost looks at you in like a reverence. Like something special. And as you walk past, it hops down off this thing, and it still seems a little damaged, a little hurt. You see its shell is like cracked. And again, I just kind of want to remind you of what this thing looks like. It is essentially like the armor slash shell of a crab, but underneath it's like a slime or a goo. And I think you guys rolled some science shit on it, but essentially it's like it wears the thing like an armor, almost like a hermit crab. But the real thing is actually like a goo. It's like a slime.
Ew.
Yeah, so it comes over and looks at you, and as it gets close, and you're in this like weird lizard form, it looks at you and it goes,
Flux has not abandoned us. It has sent one of its own. The multitude has answered.
And it goes to hug you. And
there you are. I'm flattered.
As it
but...
goes to hug you, you find that it like wraps this kind of like gooiness around you. And then all of a sudden it like pours out of the shell around you. It like envelops you just for a second, and then once that hits and it fully envelops you, everything goes black again.
Huh.
You're in this like dark space again, and you had this happen once before. I want to say it was when you guys fought Vandrian the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And you had this point where you were just standing in darkness, and it's much the same. So you're in this dark, just blackness, and as you kind of look around, it's full with nothing. And then as you start to kind of focus, you see this creature again, this thing, and as you focus on it, it becomes very familiar. It's a shape like one you remember, like you've seen but haven't seen in ages. Maybe it's humanoid, maybe crustacean, maybe a mollusk, you're not really sure. It seems to be like changing as you do it. And then as your eyes unfocus, just even a slight little bit, it just transforms into this like, that your entire vision is full of this writhing and shape changing and undulating shape that you just, it's like almost like an eldritch horror type thing. Like you couldn't even fathom it. Yet, for you, not that crazy. It doesn't seem another person that may see this. If Eddie were to, Eddie's a bad example because he's so fucking chill that he's just doing whatever. If Sadoon were to view this thing, they would probably be. It would probably shake their mental fortitude. But you, it almost feels like
home.
And so as you. You're looking at it, you then like you're focusing on it, and then it steps out of the darkness, and this is like the first time you're really seeing it. And when it steps out of the darkness towards you, it becomes crystal clear to you as you're able to focus on it. this undulating mass finally turns into something that is ultimately familiar to you. So, Ginger, I want you to tell me, what does this amorphous thing look like as it comes into view for you?
Ooh. Well, I think initially, as this thing is approaching, Ginger in their lizard shape is like, intimacy, you know, only with the wife. And then as they go to say that and get engulfed in this darkness, the shape that emerges is of a seven-limbed starfish with eyeballs on each of its, what would essentially be like knees, with a roughened textured skin, very much like a, you know, like a starfish, you know, that echinoderms. I love that I know that word.
What is it called?
Echinoderm.
Echinoderm?
It's starfish.
Gotcha. Oh, I believe it. I just like that. Echinoderm. Yep. Sure enough. I love that. Either a kino or a kino. I love that.
Yeah.
Good word.
And there is no really any telling what's the front of the creature that is approaching. And the way that it mobilizes itself, it's upright on all of its limbs, sort of ambulating along with these very long seven arms. There isn't really a front to it. It's very much a symmetrical creature that is essentially like folded itself into standing erect, but you could probably like ambulate in a variety of ways.
I like it. So yeah, it's this thing, it moves as like a mass almost. It goes from like to three legs to four legs to five, six, seven, you know, and then up on two, and then like it kind of just moves around, shifting, and again you don't know if it's coming or going, or but it moves closer to you, and again it steps out of this darkness, and again you see it, and it's pure, and then you realize that this creature is in the shape of you, in your truest form, and in what you see yourself as. When you hear it, you also hear your own tone, like intonating, like echoing back at you. But when you let your mind wander, same thing. It transforms into this strange amalgamation of just like countless languages, tones, pitches, genders and beyond genders and things like that. It is just, it is truly a multitude. Trademark. And then as it talks to you, it kind of slips in and out of that, and it's got that Ginger-esque, and it's like, "You're doing so well, my child. Each step is a step towards home. But the journey's long, and like perils are immense, but like I got faith in you. Take this small token and use it like as you will, but like adaptation is your power, but like truth is as you wish it." And then you feel again this like sense almost of home, a surge within you. And then all of a sudden, bam, snap back as Electromachinetamol separates from you. And for everyone else, this was instantaneous. You just saw it looked like a hug. This thing was just like and came off. But as it retracts from you, you notice that your outfit, your little dress that you like to, you know, rock, the raiment of pockets or whatever the hell it's called. Your dress with pockets. I don't know. Can't remember what the fuck it's called. But as you leave it, you notice that along like the hem, along the sleeves, and along the bodice of the dress are these like small, very stylish, but armored plates. And I am going to drop an item into your inventory. And what you now have is called a Planar Rune Plate Mark II.
Ooh.
And attuned to Flux, which is chaotic neutral. So, just for funsies, actually, let me find your shit real fast.
Guys, I'm an Eldritch Horror, if you didn't know.
I couldn't tell.
It's fine. Scree still loves Ginger. Eldritch Horror.
Like other food, or...
Actual ginger? No, Scree will put that in bombs.
Anyways, not let me drive on it, but we'll get it figured out in a sec. But the planar rune plates allows it to attune to a specific deity. And when it is attuned to that deity, it allows that anytime you are fighting something that is the opposite of what your alignment is, it will essentially once per day or two times per day, you are allowed to re-roll an attack against you if someone hits you.
Hell yeah.
Hells yeah.
Let's go. Well, let's see if it's flux. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The opposite of flux sounds like it would be order or something, right?
Yes, it is.
The Atlanteans, they're very orderly.
Exactly. They are very lawful, and you are very chaotic. So, coming out of that, you guys are back in this room. Shit's weird, and all of a sudden, Ginger has better clothes. What do y'all do?
I am gesturing for Grub to get up against this wall over here, so they're out of the way.
It doesn't understand because it can't see, but as all that happens, Letramatan Mechananamathapalapalapal walks over and, like, kind of lets the thing fucking feel its face, and then it understands and moves off to the side. Because it's blind.
A thought just occurs to me. We need to get these guys suits.
I mean...
because it's open space.
Oh, that's fair.
Outside the airlock.
Huh. We could start stripping guards. Oh, but they would all be Islandi.
You do remember, I'm going to just remind you that, you do remember when you walked in, there were quite a few suits in that airlock, like when you first walked in.
I was in the hold, so.
That was great.
Well, someone else wants to let
maybe
you know.
Their gear was stripped.
Is this a figure it out later?
No, this is a... this is a contemplating.
Yeah. She did just have an Eldritch Horror moment. Give her a second.
Isn't the security now sealed?
Med turn. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you were asking if that top is sealed. Yeah, if you guys were doing some shit to it, it is
Scree,
sealed.
Scree didn't touch it.
Oh, he didn't? Okay.
Scree remembered that there was a very large horny lizard trying to follow after them.
That is true.
So Scree didn't touch it.
You can still hear her ripping through the barricade you guys built back there.
I don't think that barricade is going to last long.
No, and I feel bad for leaving her. I could go to get rid of it.
Yeah, we'll probably want her up here.
Yeah. All right, but spacesuit. There were a few suits when we came in, maybe? Did they take your things? I'm addressing the prisoners.
Oh, the one that Moth Kala is the one that answers, and she's kind of got that... she's a little worn out, but still... trying to be strong for the people, but it's like yes, there is they took our things. We do not know. This was months ago. Like they could be anywhere. As far as we know, we do not know where they keep them. But we do not need special gear to go outside. If we can just get a helmet or some armor, we could steal off the Aslanti. This is fine. And you see her kind of like hop down from the thing, and she's like, hey, what you would need to do is probably not burn to death all of them. I'm slipping into the goddamn French guy.
Frenchman?
Yeah. We do not,
No, it's no worries. I think I could, we could take turns. You could use my helmet. I'll wait in here.
We need to clear the way first.
Yeah, one thing at a time.
It is not far, so if we hold our breath if we must, as long as the ship is not far.
If they have security outside, maybe I should go first.
Don't get shot.
I mean, like, outside of the space. let them go.
For Stinkler. Oh, and there goes Scree. Scree comes slamming out the door. But... as you enter the hallway, you find that there is nothing really out here. It seems quite quiet and dead. I chose my words.
All right, Pink Panther style, sneaky, sneaky.
Get to the corner.
Yeah. Cut the pie.
And...
I'm saying you can kind of move yourself out to show you seeing, like, looking out. So, Scree, as you look down the hallway, you see one of your two sentry robots. Which one was the one you liked, Adam? Was it Boop you guys liked better?
It's Beep and Boop.
Yeah, Beep and Boop. You liked Boop. Beep was the uppity one.
Yeah, Beep is uppity.
You see Beep down there, sitting against the, or standing in the middle of the hallway, surrounded by Islanti corpses.
Just kind of waves at the robot.
Hello, user. The way is clear.
The screen just, like, looks back and gives a thumbs up. And he's off.
Or is tight rein, we got Arista with us.
Yeah, as you come in, you do see that there is one robot that has been destroyed. And Bleep is like, there were casualties.
Well, I mean, sorry for your loss.
With the biggest sort of like French asshole shrug.
I do not give a shit.
I would know if robots in this universe have feelings.
Well, it depends. As far as you guys know, these are like just straight up robots, not sentient robots. They are just...
Okay.
It's not like that sentient thing that was... semi-sentient thing that was chasing us back on the planet. That Ginger bullied.
A bit like the Star Wars universe where Droidica say ow. And you're like, yeah. Dude.
Yeah. Ow. Run for your lives! It's just like, oh god. They're terrified. That's not okay.
That's not okay.
No, it's not. I'm pretty sure they were sentient.
Those droids, yeah. Maybe. Or they were just programmed to do that shit to make you second guess when, like, someone goes to, like, you shoot them and they're like, not in the face! And you're like, what? And then what? They kill you.
No, those droids were super incompetent.
They can be incompetent and sentient.
Yeah.
In fact, it's probably more realistic if they're incompetent and sentient. Yeah, probably more realistic if they're, I have feelings. Now I suck at what I do.
Now I'm in command.
Yeah. Okay. So. Yep, you guys have, it looks like the way is practically clear. Door's closed.
Alright. Hop, skip.
Are we gonna take the stuff off these bodies to give them to other people?
Yeah, I mean, there are, you'll notice a lot of the suits are completely, like, proliferated, but you guys know that, like, that's really not how this really works. Like, in the future and this shit, like, a lot of the, like I said, like, you have, like, clothing that fucking creates, like, shields around your head and shit to be able to go outside. Like, it's not that big of a deal. If you guys can get, like, the helmets off these things, you're perfectly fine. It'll create a environmental protection to at least last out the, you know, 30 feet to the ship.
Start passing out that husband.
Alright, Scree is crouched. Actually, Scree's gonna crouch down right next to Sadoon. Getting ready to jump through the door.
Alright.
I wanna be up here on the other side. Ready to leap through.
Alright. Okay, so. Starwalk. Oh, nice. You can better control your movements in zero gravity. As a swift action, you can cast the spell to end the off-kilter condition gained from movement in zero gravity. Now, yep. Just for reference, this is not zero gravity. It is not planet gravity, but it's moon gravity.
We're on a planet surface. But I think, like, just to get used to practicing it, mm-hmm. Ginger would cast Starwalk before stepping out.
Okay.
Building muscle memory is how you live.
I love it. Okay. Right. So, you guys heading out the airlock?
Yeah. Open the door and Scree's going to jump on through.
Just for your reference, the airlock's probably only like 20 feet by like 10 feet. So, probably not everybody's fitting there all at once. So, you'd probably have to go out in shifts, people taking stuff, and do what they got to do.
I think Ginger would finally drop back into their regular form, or their familiar form. And squeeze into the airlock as a bitty halfling.
I like it.
Yeah.
I was about to say, if they slipped under the door, Scree was going to shout, Cheater!
Nice.
Let's the main party go make sure we're clear.
Okie dokie. So, by main party, who all does that include? Just want to throw that out there. Is that Red, Aristo, and Sedona, or is that just your guys' like five?
My idea was
just five.
Okay.
Everyone that's in here right now.
I like it. Does everybody else agree?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Shit.
Perfect.
I'll make sure the coast is clear, and then they'll...
Okay. So, the airlock shuts behind you.
Oh, still not clear.
So, the airlock shuts behind
dirty
you.
Dirty bastard.
And Aristo is like, see you guys in a few minutes.
Ta-da!
Just as the room pressurizes, everything kind of sits there. You guys have this moment of just kind of like 30 seconds of just waiting for the little klaxons go off, and you know, you guys are sitting in there waiting for the room to pressurize. Little gases are kind of punched in, and then like the air's all like shuffled out, and then the door opens, and as the door opens, you see perched atop this little ornate little ball that was kind of in the middle of the landing pad with the spikes all over it, one green armored Evandrian Dax Vallis looking down upon you. And flanking him in front, you see these four robots that look like they are built for war. Each one different in its own right. So,
I think before the fight.
Outside? Okay.
Yeah, before the fight starts, Ginger would call out, "Well, you got tired of getting your ass kicked alone?"
So, as you do that, you can't really see him, but you hear, because you guys are obviously talking through comms. You're outside.
Oh shit! Sorry, Aristo can hear this.
Yes, in fact, everybody can hear this. So this kicks on, and you hear over the comms this voice come in. And you can almost feel almost a brevity, kind of like an amusement to the voice. "It's about time. I thought you'd make it back more quickly." And then you hear kind of a soft sigh, like a...
"You see, this started off as a vendetta. You took from me what wasn't yours to take. But it's become much more than that now, you see. You've made me feel something I haven't felt in a long, long time."
Embarrassed?
Is he saying something? What? Or is it still got a signal jammer on?
It's local comms.
Local comms.
It's local comms. Fuck off. So he laughs at your response, the embarrassment thing, and he goes,
"I can't hear what you're saying. You're so far away."
The vacuum of space.
"No. You've made me feel excitement. Frustration. The thrill of the hunt."
It sounds like you're coming on to us, but then the hunt part came. And that's
he just kind of laughs at you and he goes, "Yes. Congratulations. You've graduated from a nuisance to prey." The comms kick out. And I'm going to need y'all to roll initiative.